It says in the beginning of the new parak, Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph.
How come it says Perik Rishon Meimatai and Perik Sheni Meimatai?
Doesn't say Perik Sheni Meimatai.
Oh, that's right. Oh, so look Seder Taniot Kitzad.
Okay, exactly. It says the new Mishnah. Seder Taniot Kitzad. How is the order of the Taniot? How does it work exactly? Mutzinas Ateva Lerchova Shalir. They would remove the Teva, which held the Sefer Torah. They take it out to the street in the city. Vinosin Efer Makela Agabe Teva. No. This is from the base Knesset. And they would take the ashes and put it on the Teva. What type of ashes? So look at the Rashi in the first Rashi in the Mishnah. Seder Tanyos Ketad Efer Makela. He says, Efer Mamash will offer. Talking about ashes, not dirt. Efer Stam who offer. Normally when you say the word Efer, Efer is ashes.
Ashes like from
fire. Efer Stam who offer. That usually means offer. You could interchange the two. Dirt and ashes. When we say Efer, just alone, that means offer. The Kshem She Efer Kari offer, just like Efer, ashes, is called dirt. Tichsiv in this week's Parsha, actually. May offer Sefer Sachatas. Kach offer Kari Le Efer Stam. You can interchange the words. It means dirt. Behind the Kasani, Efer Mikla, Efer Sefer. In this case, Efer Mikla, which means ashes that were burnt. So now, Efer Mikla, that dafka means ashes. It doesn't mean dirt. Okay, so said back to the Mishnah now. So you take these ashes, you place on top of the Teva. U Berosh HaNasi, you place on the head of the Nasi. U Berosh HaBezdin, the head of the Bezdin, you put it on his head. V'chol Echad V'Echa Nosin Berosho. And every single person places ashes on their own heads. Hazakin Shabahen, the eldest member among them, Omer Lefneim Divrei Kfushim. He would say these harsh words to get everybody to do tshuva. Achenu lo nemar ba'anshei Nineveh. My brothers, listen to me. Lo nemar ba'anshei Nineveh vayar lekim esakam vestaniyesam. It doesn't say by Nineveh, when Nineveh did tshuva in the story of Yonah, it doesn't say that Hashem saw their sackcloth, that their torn clothing they're wearing, and their fasting that they were doing. Ela vayar elukim es ma'aseyem. He saw that their actions changed from all the evil doing. So for us to do tshuva, it's not enough to wear torn clothing and to wear ashes on our head. We actually have to change our ways. That's what Akash Baruch Hu looks for us to change our ways. And it says in Kabbalah, we'll look at Rashi in a second, what that means Kabbalah. Kabbalah usually means Navi. And the Gemara is going to ask, why didn't we say Kabbalah before by the case of Nineveh? Why are we suddenly saying Ube Kabbalah now? What does it say Bekabbalah? Hu Omer? V'kiru levavchem v'abigdechem. Kabbalah, we'll look at Rashi in a second. So Kabbalah, it says, kiru levavchem v'abigdechem, that they tore their hearts and they tore their clothing. So this is supposed to be words of Divrei Kfushim, supposed to be words to get them to do tshuva. Okay. So the problem is, what does Kabbalah mean? Kabbalah refers to something that's mentioned in Tanakh. Not Torah, but Nevi'im Ksuvim. So it says, in Kabbalah it says, V'kiru levavchem. Why doesn't it say Ube Kabbalah by Nineveh? In Rishi when it said it, Ube Kabbalah it says.
The Navi says, V'kiru levavchem.
Right. So, but also Yonah is also by Kabbalah. It's also in Nevi'im. So why doesn't it say Kabbalah initially in the Mishnah when it quotes Yonah and only now does it mention Ube Kabbalah Omer? So look at Rashi. See Rashi Ube Kabbalah? Yeah. Rashi says, Sha'navi mitzav l'Yisrael. The Navi command Klal Yisrael. The Hikshu Tosos. Now, it's interesting that Rashi is quoting the Tosos here. Tosos usually comes after. Right.
Yeah, how can it be?
Yeah. So I'm not sure what they explain here. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, Hikshu Tosos. Man dehu maishna b'haikra d'chse b'yona v'yalo kimes ma'asei megomer v'lo karile divrei kabbalah. When we quote a Nineveh, we don't mention Kabbalah. U'b'haikra d'vikari l'vavchem karile kabbalah. But here, v'kari l'vavchem, we do say this is a Kabbalah. What's the difference? Upark Ihu, he answers, Kol Malkum Shanavi Mitzave Umodia Umazir Es Yisrael Karle Kabbalah. Whenever the Navi's commanding and warning, that's when the Lashon Kabbalah is being used. The Bechol Duchta De Lois Paki Navi Kihai, when the Navi doesn't care, Vayaro Kim Shum Kimisaper Vaholch, he's just telling a story over, the Yelf Minei Agiv Orcha, we just happened to learn something, Lo Karin Le Kabbalah. So when we're learning, when the Navi is trying to teach something, we say Kabbalah. When he's not teaching something, it's simply a story. We don't use Lashon Kabbalah.
And the word Kabbalah came from today's meaning of the word Kabbalah? Or
yeah, probably Kabbalah of Mesorah, probably. Mesorah that we have, I guess. Then the Mishnah says, what else do they do for the Tainus? Omdu b'tfila, then they stand and daven, maridim l'fnei teva, zakin, an elder man goes in front of the teva to daven for the amud, v'ragil, somebody who is able to daven regularly, where the words come out of his mouth clearly, he has a proper kavana. V'yeshlo banim, he has children, u'beis harekam, his house is empty, he's very poor, he needs to daven, he's an ani. So he has a real agvas nefesh, he has to him, he's able to daven well for the tzibur. Kadeshi libo shalim b'tfila, his heart should be complete, he shouldn't be thinking about this and that. He's a very, very simple individual. V'omer l'fneim, he says in front of everybody, esim v'arba brachos, he says 24 brachos, like we've already mentioned, on Tainus there, 24 brachos. What are the 24 brachos? Shmon esrei shebechol yom, the 18 brachos we say every day in davening. U'mosv aleim, od sheish, he says another 6 brachos. V'eluhen, zichronos v'shofros are 2 of them. El Hashem b'tzarsi li karasi v'aneni, that's a perek until him, he says the whole perek. Esa einai el harim, he says that perek until him, that's 4. Mimamakim karzicha Hashem, that's 5. Tfilal an nikichet yatov, those are a total of 6. Those are the 6 brachas he adds on a tainus. Now this machol kishishonim, is this like a separate tefillah he would mention? Or this was within shacharis, they would add 6 more brachas. That was machol kishishonim. Either way, according to the Tanakhama, those are the 6 brachas. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo hayu tzarech lomer zichronos v'shofros. You don't have to mention zichronos and shofros. Those are things that are reserved, I guess, for Rosh Hashanah. Ela omer tachtem, what do you say in place of those two? The 4 that were mentioned above, and you say another 2. Ra'av ki yeh ba'aretz davar ki yeh, that's number 5. And asher hayah dvar Hashem el Yirmiyahu al divrei b'tzaros, that is total of 6, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And then, what's the further nusach they say? V'omer tachom chosmem al harish chosmem. They'd also mention the chosmem, they'd also have a chasima. Each bracha would have a chasima attached to it as well. What was the chasima? What was the concluding line, the concluding bracha? Al harishona, in the first bracha, yeah. They would say, what? Who omer misha na es. No, well, it depends how you paskin, either Rabbi Huda or according to.
It's the same sima.
I guess so. Let's see. Yeah, I guess so. So Al Rishona who Omer Misha no es Avram Bahar Bar Yehu Yane Eschem Vaishman Bekol Tzaschem Hayom Hazeh, he who answered Hashem Avram in Ahar Moriah, he should listen to our screaming Baruch Ata Hashem Gol Yisrael.
Is another Chatimah Shmona Esrei Gol Yisrael? No.
Yes.
So twice.
Okay. Yeah. In Echanami. And then Al Shni on the second bracha who Omer. Misha na es avos seidin al yamsuf, the one who answered our prayers in Klai Yisrael during Kriyas Yamsuf, who yaneschem, vayishma kol tzatzchem, hayom hazeh, you should listen to us, baruch atah Hashem, zocher nishkachos. He remembers that which was forgotten. Al shlishi is on the third bracha, who omer, misha na es Yeshua ba Gilgal, who yaneschem, when Yeshua was fighting a Gilgal, he was answered, vayishma kol tzatzchem, you should listen to our davening, hayom hazeh, baruch atah Hashem, shemeya trua. Right.
Zichronot.
Hmm?
Zichronot and shofarot. Is a nishkachot is zichronot and shofarot.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's going according to Tanakhama, you think?
I don't know, maybe so.
Yeah, you're right. That's what Rashi says. Very good. Al Harvi is on the fourth one, who Omer. Misha na es Shmuel b'mitzvah hu yane aschem vayishma b'kol tzaschem, he who listens to Shmuel b'mitzvah, he should answer us, baruch atah Hashem shemea tzaka, listens to our davening. Al-Chamishis on the fifth bracha, what would he say? Hu omer misha na es Eliyahu b'har Karmel hu yane aschem, he who listened to, answered Eliyahu's davening in Har Karmel, vayishma b'kol tzaschem hayom hazeh, should listen to us, baruch atah Hashem shemea tefila. And Al-Shishis, the sixth and final bracha, what would he conclude? Hu omer misha na es Yonah b'mimei hadaga hu yane eschem vayishma b'kol tzatzchem hayom hazeh, he who answered Yonah when he was in the stomach of the fish, baruch atah Hashem ha'oneh be'sara. Okay.
That's what we said today in the Tanit. In a fast day when you read the...
Correct, very good, yeah.
What do you read? No, what do you call it?
Anenu.
No, I mean, but how do you write this whole sefer? What is it? Not Tachanun.
What, slichos?
Slichot.
Yeah, we say, we don't say brachos, but a lot of these are incorporated in slichos, yeah.
All of them. Mishanei Sheva Gilgal is by order, by chronological order. It's the way that the events happen in the night.
Yeah, they are. And then the Gemara says, Al Shviz, who Omer, Misha Anas David, Veshlomo, who answered David and Shlomo, Berchat Hashem, Hamirachim al Hart. So what do you mean seven? We just said the six brachas. So the Gemara is going to address the question about where the seventh bracha comes from. Okay, so this was the Nusach that was said. Now the Gemara goes on to tell a story. It's very rare that the Mishnah tells a story. Very rare. I'm not sure if it comes up at all.
Oh, yeah?
So, Maisa Bimei, there's once a story, Bimei Rebbe Chalafta.
It's a huge Mishnah.
Yeah, this is. So, once a story happened, Bimei Rebbe Chalafta, Rebbe Chanina, Chananya Bar Tardia. She'over Echel Lefnei Teva, that Chazan went to daven for the Amud, the Gamar as a bracha, Kula, he finished the entire bracha, V'lo Anu Achav Amen. And the Tzibur did not respond Amen after the bracha. And then Tiku HaKohanim, and then the Kohanim blew the shofar, Bitiku, and they blew again. Misha Anas Avram Avinu Bar Moriyahu Yana Eschem, Vaishma Bakol Ta'aschem Hayom Azeh. And then Hirub Bnei Aaron Hirub. And then they blew the shofar. And then Misha Anas Avosein Ayam Safu Yana Eschem Vaishma Bakol Ta'aschem Hayom Azeh. And the same thing, they went for all the brachas. And they didn't say Amen after each one, they just blew the shofar. When the Chachamim got word of what was going on, we only do this in the Beis HaMikdash, in the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, we don't do this.
So what do you mean?
So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, three lines from the top. Lo hayu nagin. Lo hayu nagin. Right. Shalom lanos amen. In Beis HaMikdash, they would not say Amen. So here they also didn't answer Amen. But go continue the next Rashi. El Bishar Mizrachu Bahar Bayis, Klomar. Bizman Shah Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Kimishpalin Bahar Bayis, when they would daven during the times of Beis HaMikdash, Nichnosin Bederch Shar Mizrach. They'd enter from the eastern gate. The Fisher Loha, you own him Amen B'Mikdash, they wouldn't answer Amen in the Beis HaMikdash, Kidamina B'Gemara. The Vein Lomar Loha, you Nogin, and you can't, don't interpret the Gemara to say as follows. Don't say the following. Vein Lomar, Lo you know, okay, Cain means letkoa el b'mikdash. You only blow the show from the mikdash because that's not true. Divadai token b'gvulon k'demuchach b'kula hach maseches Rosh Hashanah. It's clear you blow the shofar outside. So when the Chacham said you didn't do this, it wasn't referring to the shofar. The shofar they would blow on the tainus. It was referring to the fact that it didn't say amen. That's the only halach in the base of mikdash.
Why did the seven in
the
mikdash? Hmm.
You learn it. I don't think we learned it now. I think the Gemara in Tainus is going to explain why. Okay. Back to the Mishnah now. The Mishnah says, so now we've went through the entire Seder of Atinus, the Brachos. So now the Mishnah says, Shalosh Tanios Harishonos, the first three fast days that happen after no rain, Anshe Mishmar Misanin V'lo Mashlimim. So the Anshe Mishmar, so what would happen was the Kohanim was divided into 24 groups, 24 families, and the week that your family would do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, you were called an Anshe Mishmar. That was your week. So during the week that your family was working, they would fast, but they would not complete the fast day. We did mention this in the past. So they would fast, but they would not complete the fast. But if it's the Anshe Beis Av, Layum Musan and Klau. So Rashi explains what's the Anshe Beis Av. You see the Rashi right next to the Gemara over here? Anshe Beis Av ha mishmara mischalekes l'shiva bate avos keneged shiva asime ashvua beis avliyom. They take the Anshe Mishmar, let's say of 70 people, 70 kohanim, they divide them into 70 equal groups of 10 people, just for example, it could be more or less than that, and each group would have a day of the week. So if it was your day to do the avodah, you're called a beis av, no fasting at all, because you have to do the avodah. You need the energy. If you're an Anshe Mishmar, where you have to, that week is your week, but you're not working that day, so you fast half a day.
I'll shut it off, okay, honey?
Whatever you want.
It was on all night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. was on, so.
Wonder who did that.
Maybe we didn't shut it off yesterday.
Okay. So then, so again, that's during the first three fast days. So Anshi Mishmar has to fast because the rest of the Tzibur is fasting, but they shouldn't complete the fast. And the Anshi Beis Av shouldn't fast at all because they're doing the Avodah that day.
Right, so Anshi Mishmar is?
What?
So Anshi Mishmar is what?
Anshi Mishmar?
Yeah.
Again, the week. If you have that's your week to go to the Beis of Mikdash.
A week? The whole week?
The whole week you go down, but you only worked one day that week, though. Uh-huh. But it's still
so
your week, though.
You're there. It's not necessarily your day, your bet av, so you're mitanim velo mashlimim.
Right. Because you might have to back up someone else.
Exactly.
Right. So then the Gemara's Mishnah says, Shlosh Shinios, now the second set of Tainios, Anshe Mishmar Misanim Mashlimim. Anshe Mishmar, it's your week, but not your day. You have to fast and complete the fast day. So getting a little bit more serious now. The Anshe Beis Av Misanim Lo Mashlimim. If it's your day to do the Vodah, you have to fast part of the day, not the whole day. And then finally, Sheva Achronos, the last seven fast days, the more serious, Eilav Eilav Misanim Mashlimim Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. You fast everyone, even the Beis Av, makes a complete fast. However, the Chacham Omer and the Chacham argue under Bishua and says Shlosh Tainios Rabbi Shonos, the first three fast days, Eilu Ve'elu Lohayim Misan and Klal. The entire Anshe Mishmar would not fast. Shlosh Shnios, the second set of three, Anshe Mishmar Misanin V'lo Mashlimim, Anshe Beis Av Lohayim Misan Klal. If it's your week, you'd fast part of the day, but the Beis Av would not fast at all. And finally, Sheva Achronos, the seven final ones, which are more serious, Anshe Mishmar Misanin U'Mashlimim, they'd fast the entire day. However, Anshe Beis Av Misanin V'lo Mashlimim, they would only fast part of the day. So different levels, according to Chachamim versus Rabbi Yeshua. Well, we're going to make record time, I think, today, actually. Anshe Mishmar. It's, we're almost done.
With what?
The Gemara.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
To the Vavamud, but yeah, because that Vavamud Aleph was very short.
Right, and also just the Mishnah. Not much to say in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the Gemara elaborates and everything. So then the Mishnah continues and says, Anshe Mishmar.
You tell me that in Shishas Sidre Mishnah, there's the same exact Mishnah?
Yeah, sure.
Same exact thing, such a long thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's possible it's broken up into different Mishnayos.
That's my question.
That much, I'm not sure how it's broken up. I'm not sure who decided what Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. I don't know.
But all the Mishnah, the Mishnayot in the Gemara are in Shishas Sidre Mishnah.
Correct.
So basically, Shisha Sidre Mishnah, that's what Rabbi Yehuda and say, fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the Brightos?
Not sure who did that.
But they're not, beside the Gemara, they're not, beside the Brighta itself, it doesn't show any anywhere else?
No. Because then the Mishnah says, Anshe Mishmar, Mutarin Lishos Yain Belelos Aval Lo Bayomim. The Anshe Mishmar were allowed to drink at nighttime. There's no avodah at nighttime. But during the daytime, they couldn't drink. Even though it wasn't their day, it's only backup possibly to do the avodah. They can't be drunk when doing the avodah. The Issa Deraisa for someone drunk to do the avodah. Uva Anshe Beis Av, the ones who were doing the avodah that day, lo bayom v'lo b'layla, they couldn't drink not a day, nor could they drink during the nighttime. So Rashi explains, you see Rashi, Anshe Beis Av, Asur Bein Bayom Bein Malayla? Why is Asur for them to drink even at nighttime? There's no Avodah during the nighttime.
Why the Avodah is continued tonight?
So that's what the Rashi explains. Lefi, Shayu Malin Kol Alayla, Evarim Yipadarim Shepaku Me'al Mizbech. The Lach is that everything's done during the daytime, but they'd have limbs that were burning throughout the night. Now, if a limb had to fall off the Mizbech, they had to put it back on. So there was some Avodah that was done even at nighttime.
The limb was.
If the limbs flew off, there's a big fire, so if something's like fly from the fire. So if a limb flew off the Mizbeach, they had to put them back on the fire to have it burn all night. So there was some avodah that had to be done even during the nighttime. Inami says Rashi, Lov Gamru Bayom, Gamru Belayla. If it was, let's say, a short day and there's so much avodah, they didn't finish everything, they could finish the rest of the avodah at nighttime. Okay. Then says the Mishnah, Anshe Mishmar, the Anshe Maimed, who's Anshe Maimed? Anshe Mishmar, we know. Anshe Mishmar are the Kohanim whose week it is to do the Avodah. Who's Anshe Maimed? So Anshe Maimed says, Rashi. Rashi
doesn't say. Anashim Umdim B'Mikdash בשעת הקרבת קורבנות ציבור, והם מתענים ומתפללים שיתקבלו קורבנות לרצון. איזה אנשי מעמד.
There's a Rashi. You see Rashi higher up, Anshei Mamed?
איפה?
A little higher up than we are in the Gemara. Anshei Mamed?
How come he's
higher? I'm not sure. Anshei Mamed, says Rashi, Echad Kohanim Ulvim V'Yisraelim, Hakfum V'Omdim U'Mispalim Al-Karbon Achem She'Kabel Ratzon. They'd go to shul, and they'd do the davening, while the other Kohanim would do the Voda. You have to also have Tefillah. V'Omdim L'Sham B'Shas Avoda. D'Hei HaKarbono She'Oldim Kari V'Hu Einos Momir Agabov. So how could a person bring a carbon if you're not standing on it? When you bring a carbon, you have to be Omer Agabov. You have to watch what's going on, and you have to daven. It's as if you're bringing the carbon. So if the carbon tumah is supposed to be the tzibur, well, somebody has to be standing there for the tzibur. So we've elected these individuals to stand as a shliach of the tzibur and to be davening while the carbon is being offered.
Not in shul, there.
Was it there, yeah? Okay. So there's a machlok, Rashi writes, even the kohanim, not every kohen was zoch to be part of the Anshei Mishmar. Only certain families were able to do the avodah. So Rashi says, the kohanim who were not part of the Anshei Mishmar, the Kohanim who were not part of the Anshei Mishmar would be part of the Anshei Mamed. Because they wouldn't do the Avodah, therefore they'd be part of the Anshei Mamed. So what's the Halacha, says the Mishnah? So Anshei Mishmar v'Anshei Mamed, Asurin milasaper, they can't get a haircut during the week, umilchaves, and they cannot wash their clothing either. The Gemara is going to explain why that is. Gemara says because we want them to enter into the week of Mishmar looking nice already, with a haircut already, and nice laundered clothing. If we tell them they're allowed to do it during the week of Anshei Mishmar, maybe they'll wait. We want to make sure they come in a kavadik, a respectful, presentable way. B'chamishi, however, on the fifth day of the week, Thursday, Mutarim, you're allowed to get a haircut, you're allowed to wash your clothing, Mipnei, Kavad Shabbos. Okay, because Kavad Shabbos overrides them. Then the Mishnah says, again, this is a jam-packed Mishnah. Kol ha-kosev Megillas Tainus. Everything that's written in Megillas Tainus. Remember we spoke about Megillas Tainus in the past? D'lo l'mispeh l'fanav aser l'achar mutter. Any day that says, that in Megillas Tainus, that you cannot eulogize on this day, before that day also, it's aser to eulogize, but after that day it's mutter. Hesped. So any day you can't do hesped, eulogize, so also the day before you cannot do a hesped, but the day after you may do a hesped. Yossi argues and says, Omer, lefanav aser l'achar mutter. No, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Sorry? Okay, so Yossi says, right, Omer, lefanav u'l'achar aser, the before and the day after it's aser to do a hesped.
That's what we learned before, no? That's what we learned.
Yeah, we've seen this quoted before. And then, however, a day that says, lo l'hisana, a day that's listed in Megillas Tainus, certain days were not allowed to be eulogized, certain days you're not allowed to fast on. So if it was a day that you couldn't fast on, the halacha is, lefanav ul'achav mutter. You could fast the day before and the day after, just not on that actual day. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, lefanav aser, l'achav mutter. The day before you can't fast also, but the day after you may fast. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, "Ain goes in Tainus al Hatzibur b'tchila b'chamisha, shelo lafki asharim." So when you make these series of fast days, the first one shouldn't be a Thursday. It shouldn't be a Thursday, Monday, Thursday, because it's going to affect the market. It's going to affect the pricing.
Why? Why? If it is a tiny, then nobody drinks and eats. So the opposite, the prices will drop.
So look at Rashi, the last narrow line of Rashi, shelo lafki as hasharim.
Yeah.
Kishiroin Bali Chanias, when the store owners see Shikonin Lamotze Yom Chamishi, Shte Sudos, Dolos, Achas Le Chamishi, Achas Le Shabbos, they're already preparing for Shabbos, Srum Shibarav Le Olam, they think it must be a famine and the fuel have to buy quickly. Umyakin Mafkin Ashar, they're going to make it for the higher demand, they're going to raise the prices up. So therefore, you shouldn't make it on Thursday, Monday, Thursday. So what should you do, says the Mishnah? Therefore, the Mishnah says that Ela Shlosh Tanios Harishonos, Sheni v'chamishi sheni. It should be Monday, Thursday, Monday. U'shlosh shnios, then the next set should be chamishi sheni v'chamishi. Then for the second one, we don't care if they raise the prices. However, Yossi,
maybe they're used to it. Maybe they know.
They realize what's going on. Ah.
They realize that, okay, it's not because of Adisirav.
Famine.
Not because of famine, because of Zirav.
Okay, interesting. Is that what they're explaining here?
No.
Very good, let's see.
Thank you. asking. It's, I think it's an obvious.
Yeah, yeah, no, very good. That's what he said. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi says no. Omer kishem shein harishonos bechamishi kach lo shnius lachronos. Just like the first set doesn't start on Thursday, so do the second set, and also the third and final set does not start on Thursday. Question is why? Maybe he's going to say that the storners don't realize what's going on. So the Beis Yosef apparently explains that since these fast days don't happen right after the next, it's not Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, there's actually a interruption. They wait a little bit while to see if it's going to rain. So then the store owners are not going to remember the previous set of fast days. So therefore, we have to start the can over again Monday, Thursday, Monday. Then the Mishnah finally says, Ein goes in tainis al tzibor barashi chadashim. They cannot make a gzera where the tainus falls out on any of those days, because all these days are considered muadim, and you're not allowed to fast on such days. Let's say they start a series of fast days, Monday, Thursday, and it turns out that one of the days falls out on Rosh Chodesh or Purim or Chanukah. They didn't realize the calculation. It depends on when the new month came. And it happens to fall out on one of these days, so then we don't make them stop, meaning that one should fast or if it falls out on these days. And, hold on 1 second. Okay, now, Amar Rabbi Meir, argues and says, Afa pish Amar Rabbi Gamliel, ein mafsikin. Even though Rabbi Gamliel says you don't stop, meaning you should fast on these days, moda haya, he would admit, shein mashlimim, you shouldn't complete the fast. You fast for half the day. So too, Tisha B'av Shechalias Be'er Shabbos. So too, if Tisha B'av happens to fall out on Friday, you're supposed to fast.
It
what?
It is.
I don't think in our times it could fall out on a Friday. I believe not. But if it were during those times, where it all depended on the moon, not based on our calculations, so if a Tisha B'av fell out on a Friday, you would not fast the whole day. Okay. Now begins the Gemara after a very, very long-winded mission. Gemara says, Seder,
longest, I think.
Longest, yeah. I don't know. There's a mission in the first mission in Shavuos might be longer. Seder Tanios Ketzad. Motinus Hateva Vachule. So that's from the mission. The mission described to us how exactly a day of fast would go. Vafilu Kamaisa. Would you even remove the Teva to the street even during the first fast day? Because the mission just says Seder Tanios Ketzad. It sounds like any Tanios was done this way. So even the first day, you would take the teva out to the street?
Yeah, that's only in regards to Gshamim.
Right, only in regards to Gshamim, fine. But even with Gshamim, even the first set of fast days that were for Gshamim, you would also take the teva outside? Urminu. We have a question that seems to say the first sets of fast days, you would not take the teva out. What does it say? Urminu. Shalosh tainios rishonos vishnios nichnas in the beis haknesses. They'd enter the shul, mispalin kederach shem mispalin kol hashana kula. They'd daven like they would daven the rest of the year. U'beshev achronos, Mutinus Hateva, the last seven, they take the Teva outside of their Chova to the streets, Shalir, the main center of the city. Venos and Efer al Gavi Hateva, they place ashes on the Teva. Ubrosh Anasi, Ubrosh Af Basin, Vechalech Aviacha, Notel Nos and Brosh, everyone place ashes on the head. And Rabbi Nasan Omer Efer Mak Mikla Hain Mavin, they bring the special Efer that was burnt. So what we see from this Mishnah, though, is that only the last fast days will they bring the Teva. The first fast days, they will not bring the Teva outside, they daven inside. So why does Mishnah, of our parak, seem to imply that every fast day, even the first fast days, they bring the teva out to the streets? So answers, Amar Papa, Kitnan, Nami Masnisun, Ashev Achronus Tanan. Our Mishnah is talking about the last seven, not the first seven.
Two, bringing to last seven.
Right. So that.
The Mishnah two refer to the last seven.
Right, exactly.
That's what the Papa last Papa.
Okay. So then the Gemara
that's
says,
the conclusion.
Yeah.
Everybody agrees.
Yeah, everybody agrees. Barosh Anasim.
How many Taniyot ish?
For fast day, that's 13. 3, 3, and 7. Barosh Anasi, they also place ashes on the head of the Nasi. V'hadar Tani, kol echav yachad, notel barosho. And then that said, everyone took ashes and placed it on their own head. So, does it really make sense that first the Nasi gets and then everybody else? Aini, is that really true? Hat, Nan, or Me, Tanya, should be. Rebbe Omer, Begdola, Bigdula maschil gadol. When it comes to something of gdula, of something positive, so we always start from the oldest, the greatest, the one among them. Ubiklol, and it starts with the curse, something bad, maschil minakatan. We start from the youngest. Bigdula maschil minagadol. Shinemar vayomer Moshe l'Aaron ve'elazal yisamar. So this is talking about what?
Reshichim al tifru v'yichim v'fumu v'yikdim aron levanav. That Bigdula in regards to the kuna. So he said to Aaron first, by order. Aaron and then his sons.
Okay, this is talking about...
Kshemetu nadav v'aviv.
So why is this Gdula? It's right after his sons died.
Shelo inagu minagei avelut. Mishum kvodo shel Aaron.
So that's the... Okay.
יש ללמוד משם שבציווי שאינו עניין של פורענות, יש לפנות לגדול בתחילה.
Okay. So that's what we see when it comes to Gedula, we start from the greatest, we start with Aaron. And בכלול המסחיל מהקטו, when it comes to something bad, a curse, we start with the youngest, בתחילה נסקל על נחש, ואחר כך נסקל על החב, ואחר כך נסקל על אדם.
Where are you?
The Gemara. Where are you?
בגדולה מתחילים מן הגדול שנאמר ומשה לאהרון, אוקיי, ובכללה מתחילים מן הקטן
שמתחיל
נקל נחש, אוקיי.
So בתחילה נזכה לנח, נזכה לחווה, ואז אחר כך נזכה לאדם. So you see, it came to the chet Adam Rishon, we started with the worst, the least among them. First the nachash gets the klal, and then chava, then Adam, working its way up to Adam HaRishon. So that's the case. When it comes to the tinus, so first the ashes should go on the heads of the younger members, all Klaisel, and only at the end should you put ash on the head of the Nasi. Says the Gemara, Adam, say, ha chashivusa, they did too. This is considered chashivus. Damri lehu, asun chashivusa, the mibarilan rachmai achuliamam. Because we need a tefillah, we need someone great like the Nasi. It's really empowering, giving strength to Nasi, that you should daven on behalf. We're all looking to you to have your tefillahs answered. So although it seems like it's a klala, in fact it's a issue of kavod here. Right. Okay, let's read a little bit further. We can read to the next top of the next page. We'll skip all the parentheses here, and let's take it to the words v'cholecha v'echad, b'rosha nasi, v'abestin, namish. So b'rosha nasi, v'abestin, Nami nishklu inu in chaburashayu. So why don't they should also take it and put it on their own head? Maishna the shak inishachwina umanachlu. It says by the Nasi base av, we someone places it on their head. Right, what was the lashon of Mishnah again? It said Nosin, they place Afer on the head of the Rosho. But Kalech of Echad it says Nosin Rosho, each person takes it on his own head. So why don't we have the Nasi also take it and put ashes on his own head? Why is somebody else placing ashes on his head? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba, Dimin Kasri, he came from Kesar, or Kesaria maybe, Eini Doma Mispash Me'aspo, Mispash Me'achayim. You know, Doma, someone who embarrasses himself by putting ashes, than someone who's being placed by somebody else, someone else embarrassing him. So there's a greater bush when someone else puts it on top of your head. So this might be an idea under the chuppah, it's very customary, it's brought down the halacha, to place ashes on the chassan's head, as a zeichel l'churban, even at a chasna.
Do it, do it?
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Only the frum.
Yeah. So.
Chelonim kupa, I didn't do it.
Yeah. It's brought down l'alacha. You're supposed to place the ashes, so the rabbi, Mesata Kedushin, takes ashes and places it on your own head. So maybe the idea is that, the chasna's domil melech, the chasna's domil melech there. So just like the nasi, here someone else placed on his head, maybe here also. Just a thought came to mind now. Anyways, the Gemara says, "Vehechi manachlu."
You put it on your head?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
Vehecha
manachlu, and where do you place these ashes? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak b'makom tefillin, where the tefillin is supposed to go, that part of the forehead. Shenemar lasum la'aveli tzion la'seislem pe'er tachas efer. So pe'er is also always a lashon of tefillin. Look at Rashi. You see, Rashi says pe'er tachas efer. Shmamina b'makum tefillin dechsiv behu percha chava shalach. The pasuk tells me elu tefillin. That per means so we place the afer where the per normally goes. B'makum tefillin, that's where the ashes are supposed to go. So the truth is, I'm not sure if people know always do the right spot. You see the ashes, in my own chassid, the ashes are placed over here. Tefillin's not supposed to go there. Tefillin goes above the line here. So it should have been really placed over there. So it could be that we're not so makbid when it comes to the chassid as much, but maybe for the tanya should be more makbid. I'm not sure. Okay. All right, so we did a lot today. We're very, very early. But I guess we'll stop here. We'll do our hachanos for davening.
The more stuff is long too. Yeah.